This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, the roots on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Remember earlier in the year I was going through some allergy and sometimes my voice was a little weak. I was a little bit on the tired side. Man, I am like, I could run through a wall. My voice is strong. I'm feeling fantastic. I wish America felt as good as me. But man, are there problems in this country. But if you weren't with me in hour one, I was at the big event this morning about voter fraud here in Las Vegas at the Ahern Hotel and put on by Richard Mack, the Arizona sheriff and constitutional expert. And he had lots of sheriffs with him and Mike Lindell with him. And True the Vote was there, Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillip. And I told everyone there, man, the reception I got was wild, man. There's so many fans of Wayne Root who showed up at this event. It was packed with 300-plus people, and I would say 90% of them were Wayne Root fans and listeners, and every one of you said the same thing, man. You love me. You love the show. You think it's fantastic. This show gives you hope. The show gives you optimism. You cannot believe the positivity that Wayne Root puts out. And I said to them, really? Because all I do is tell you how horrible things are. All I do is tell you how they cheated Trump, and they stole the election, and the vaccines are no good, and they're killing people. And the vaccines are a nightmare. It's going to be millions dead. And the green energy is going to destroy our electric and energy industry. And China's ready to pounce on us and attack with an EMP attack or a nuclear attack or, God forbid, an invasion of our mainland because our military has been decimated by the COVID vaccine. And so many soldiers are quitting or being fired or sick or soon dead from the COVID vaccine. And they've all been brainwashed anyway, with critical race theory and transgender ideology. And the border, oh my God, the border. And I tell you all that, I just always fear by telling you so much raw truth, you'll be overwhelmed and you'll be depressed. And instead, I saw the opposite today. It's fantastic. Every person came up to me and said, no, I'm not depressed. You make us feel alive. We live for your show in the afternoon. We feel alive. Because someone's telling us the truth and you do it in such a positive way. How do you stay so positive? And so hearing all this, I actually opened the event with a wild card, you know, not on my plans to open the event with, but I said, all of you are just so nice to me and so kind to me, and what you said to me is, how do I stay so positive in the face of all this negativity? The raw truth I bring you is negativity. The answer is God. The answer is God. I believe that God is on our side. I believe that we will win. I believe that God always wins. I believe no matter how bad things look, in the end, God always wins. So we're going to win. It doesn't mean we're going to win in 2022. Can you hear me, Chris? Hello, hello? Can anybody hear me? I don't know why. We're having like a weird thing right now where my audio's going off, but I think all of you can still hear me, so I'll keep talking. So even if now my audio's back again, that is weird. I had that during the Mike Lindell interview, too. My audio went out, and I couldn't hear Mike for like 20 seconds, but all of you heard him, so that's great. And then when it came back on, he was still talking. So Mike is like me. You know, you could take a half-hour break. When you get back, he's still talking. And I do the same thing in every interview I do, and I do the same thing on this show. But the end result is that I feel positive that we're going to win. and I believe in God strongly, and that's the reason that I'm able to keep fighting. It's all okay, because I know in the end there's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a light, there's gold at the end of the rainbow. I know that God is good, and I know we're going to win. So I want to tell you some of the news that's out there, because again, I've been right about everything. I told you what this would do to the military. 62,000 unvaxxed guards and reserve soldiers facing loss of pay as Army prepares to enforce vaccine mandate. I mean, I told you this is killing soldiers, police, fire, EMS, nurses. All the first responders and all the military defense of America are being crushed by the vaccine. They're either going to quit, or they're going to be fired, or they're going to be sick, or they are sick, or they're going to die from the vaccine. It's the same thing that's happening with flights. Why do you think that there are so many flights being canceled all over the United States? They lie to you, and they lie to you, and they lie to you, and they lie to you. And they don't tell you that the flights are being canceled because so many pilots quit or got fired over the vaccine, and many others are sick. They don't tell you the news is out today that the entire England is sick. I believe it's one out of every 15 residents of England is sick with COVID, and they're one of the most vaccinated nations in the world. That's why they're sick. Don't you get it? So many people like Justin Trudeau, Dr. Fauci, they're sick for the third, fourth time with COVID, and they've all been triple vaccinated. And they just, you know, they rest happily on the knowledge that they'll never die because the COVID vaccine will keep it from being bad. You took the COVID vaccine, you get sick every 5 minutes. Wayne Root never gets sick. The reason I never get sick is I'm not vaccinated. And if I do get sick, you just take ivermectin and vitamin C and vitamin D and zinc and quercetin. And in most cases, you'll be fine very quickly. It's a cold, a light, minor flu or a cold. And if everybody had known that, they never would have had to get vaccinated. The vaccine has so many horrible side effects. 62,000 unvaccinated National Guard and Reserve soldiers facing loss of pay as the Army prepares to enforce the vaccine mandate. You're killing the morale. You're killing the soldiers. Nobody wants to be in the military anymore. I saw that study. I should have downloaded it. There's so few people who want to be in the military, and I guarantee you there's no one who wants to be a cop anymore. And neither would I. Why would I want you? All my life, you know, my only regret in my life is that I didn't join the military. And I didn't join the military because I was born in a time of total peace. I graduated college in 1983. There was nothing in the way of war in the world. Nothing. There was no reason to be a patriot and join the military. You know, I graduated at Ivy League Columbia University. I went out into the business world, and I became a businessman, a warrior in the business world. There was no reason to defend America. America was in great shape in 1983. Reagan was in charge. And there were no wars at all during Reagan's entire 8 years. And Reagan got elected in 80 and in 81 through 88, through all of 88 and early 89. And then Bush got in and the world was at peace. But I always felt bad I never joined the military, because I think I would have loved being in the military, and I think it would have been a great background to say, you know, hey, Officer Wayne Allyn Root, I served my time in the United States military, but I didn't. And now I would never want to be in the military. Because now, number one, you're being brainwashed with critical race theory. I'd laugh in their face. Go F yourself. You want me to listen in a classroom how bad white people are? Go F yourself. Can you imagine making black people sit in a classroom to learn how bad black people are? Give them the history of Africa selling black people into slavery? You want them to go to class and learn how bad black people are? You want me to go to class and learn how bad white people are? You're out of your minds. And number two, I got to sit in class and learn how great transsexual transgenders are? You're out of your minds. You want me to hang in the foxhole with a guy who doesn't know if he's a guy or a girl? And he's going to have my back? Yeah, he'll have my back, all right. Oh, my God. And you want me to take the vaccine that will kill me in order to be a warrior to fight for America? Forget that. I don't do as I'm told. I do what's right for America and me. But just along with what I'm saying, first America, now England, London flights getting canceled mysteriously during busy travel season. 10,000 passengers left stranded at Heathrow Airport in London over the weekend. 61 flights mysteriously canceled for unknown reasons at the last minute. And another in a growing list of grounded flight incidents in recent months. But that's nothing. In the United States, is 10,000 flights a weekend, sometimes 30,000 flights a weekend canceled. They're worried about 50 flights or so and 10,000 people in London. But I'm telling you, all over the world, flights are being canceled because all the pilots quit or got fired because they didn't want the vaccine and they wouldn't take it. And I don't blame them. But those are the lucky ones, you know. I'll bet you there's very few quit. You know, pilots make like $200,000-$300,000 a year when they've been there 20 years. No one's going to quit and give up a $300,000 income. The ones who quit were in their 30th year or their 40th year. And they were able to retire on a $200,000, $300,000 pension. And they quit. So they lost all their best experienced pilots. And most of them, the older ones who quit and had a big pension coming, they were all military trained. Those are the best pilots in the world. We lost them all. Now they're lowering the bar to become a pilot. And I guarantee you they're going to make it so, oh man, you know, we want women, we want blacks, we want Hispanics, we want anybody of color, we want gay, transgender pilots. Did you ever think of asking if a person could do a good job as a pilot? I mean, just because you changed your penis for a vagina doesn't mean you're adequately and mentally qualified to be a pilot, now does it? Just because your skin is darker than mine doesn't make you more qualified to be a pilot, does it? Maybe it makes you less qualified. Maybe my skin color makes me less qualified. I shouldn't get a job because I'm white. You shouldn't get a job because you're black. They're both racism. You don't give people jobs because of the color of their skin or the fact that they changed their sexual identity or the fact that they're nuts. Those people shouldn't be pilots. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LaBrue, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You fell in love with her years ago. You share a love that's endured. You would do anything for her. So why are you letting erectile dysfunction keep you from satisfying her in the bedroom? Guys, you're not alone. Now you can get and keep an erection, and most of all, you can satisfy your partner. It's
time to take control of your erectile dysfunction once and for all.
Recapture your love life today with the same ingredients, the same results, at a fraction of the cost of those other brands. What are you waiting for? Call now. Put that smile on her face and live life to the fullest. Don't let another unsatisfied night go by. Get 50 pills discreetly sent to you for just $149. But wait. If you act right now, we'll take $50 off your order. That's 50 pills for only $99. This is a limited time offer, so act now. Call 888-320-3141. 888-320-3141. That's 888-320-3141.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. This country's on fire, and I'm telling you, the pandemic is going to explode. And I mean the pandemic of the COVID vaccine, not of COVID. The pandemic of the COVID vaccine is going to explode. So many people are dying. NFL cowboy running back Marion Barry, dead at 38 years old a couple weeks ago. I guess about a month ago. Marion Barber, I mean. Dead about a month ago, maybe 5 weeks ago. And they came out today with the ruling. He died of heat stroke. Oh, okay. It wasn't the vaccine. It was heat stroke. Have you ever in your life heard of a player dying of heat stroke, an NFL quality player dying at 38 years old of heat stroke? Never happened in the history of my lifetime. And yet, things are happening every day, and guys are dropping dead on soccer fields and dropping dead, actors dropping dead in the middle of movie sets, and people dropping dead in their sleep, and it's always sudden death. And it's now it's heat stroke. That's the latest excuse. Here in Vegas, there's a art exhibit, believe it or not, called Meow Wolf, and it's an entertainment company, arts and entertainment company. And the visionary behind Meow Wolf was Matt King, who was, I believe, let me see, 36 years old. I can't find his age, but he's a very young guy. 35, 36 years old, handsome guy. He just happened to drop dead unexpectedly and suddenly yesterday in Las Vegas. The visionary behind Meow Wolf. It's a big giant. There's a big warehouse you pass on the 15 highway, and it says Area 15, and inside it is an Omega Mart supermarket and Meow Wolf, both designed by the artist and Omega Mart founder Matt King, and they've got these in like 36 places all over the United States, and the guy was successful, and the guy's in his 30s, and the guy is dead, suddenly dead. How about Netflix star Boosie Lurari dies suddenly at age 36. How many people are going to die suddenly in their 30s before you start to realize something's freaking wrong? I mean, you got, and all of them die suddenly, and the cause of death is unknown. Except for Marion Barber, his cause of death's known: heat stroke. He died in his apartment of heat stroke. And maybe he did. But he's the only one. All the rest of them died from the vaccine, trust me. There's so many vaccine deaths, it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. It's going on every day. As a matter of fact, remember I mentioned that it's going to kill the military, kill the police force? San Diego loses 22% of its police force due to vaccine mandates. If the vaccine isn't killing you or maiming you or crippling you or disabling you, it's forcing you to quit or be fired because you won't take it. And there's not going to be any firemen or policemen left. But especially policemen are needed in a big urban city like San Diego with lots of crime. And you lose 22% of your police force, you're never going to replace it because no one wants to be a cop anymore, because no one wants to take the vaccine and no one wants to be brainwashed about transgender ideology. So I guess we'll start after paying cops $300,000 a year and we'll offer it to transsexuals, transgenders. Hey, if you have both a penis and a vagina, you can make $300,000 a year by carrying a big stick. Oh my God. Our country is so effed up, it's unbelievable. And I told you that they're going to try and steal the midterms with COVID. Now, first of all, they may be right. COVID may be back in a big way in the next few weeks or the next 2 months because everybody's vaxxed and the vaccinated people lose their immune system. So they get sick. Every time a cold comes out, they get sick. They can't help themselves. They have no immune system left. They have VAIDS, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Let's see you say that quickly off the top of your head. Every time I say what AIDS or VAIDS means, I say it fast without thinking. I don't even want to think. If I think, I won't remember what the words are. AIDS was acquired immune deficiency syndrome. So it's vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome. I just say it without thinking. A lot of stuff in my brain, man, smashed into my head. A lot of stuff to talk about each day. But I told you they're going to use this as the excuse for stealing the midterms. Fauci says we can't put this pandemic behind us just in time for the midterms. He says everybody, this is today. This is just today. Fauci said everybody wants to put this pandemic behind us and feel and hope that it doesn't exist, but it does. I mean, God forbid Americans move on with their lives, right? How would I explain this to you, Dr. Fauci? I've moved on with my life. I don't feel any pandemic at all. I don't feel any fear of a cold. Sorry. I'm not a little crybaby, a little snowflake, a little wussy, a little pussycat. Oh my gosh, I could get a cold. You people are just not strong. You're weak, you're feeble. You're all, every Democrat is a little Joe Biden. God, you should be in a wheelchair in a nursing home and you're 30 years old, all of you. Kyle LeBrew for Congress is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Smart guy. Loves Wayne Root, loves this show. Running in CD4 in Missouri, wanted to sponsor the show and get his name out there to First America First conservatives all over the United States. Kyle LeBrew for Congress, America First conservative. I don't care where you live, support him. KyleLeBrew.com. Contribute $25, $100, $1,000, or $1. KyleLeBrew.com. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Republicans are pressing the issue of illegal immigration ahead of the November election. Texas's two senators are leading a delegation to the border Thursday and Friday. There are briefings planned by both the Border Patrol and the Texas military, which is running its own border protection operation. The Democratic-led January 6 committee is continuing to hold open hearings, Tuesday's being the panel's seventh public hearing, hearing from cherry-picked witnesses. As far as reaction to what we're hearing...
Well, it was not what I was looking for. It was not a nexus between the president and any conspiracy. Perhaps they will bring that type of evidence forward.
Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley speaking there on Fox News. The Dow lost 192 points. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
telling you that the global vaccine nightmare has just begun. And sure enough, there's an article by a woman I really respect. I mean, I just think she's fabulous. And just like me, she got pushed out of Newsmax. Emerald Robinson was the White House correspondent of Newsmax. She just wrote a column. What happens when 3 billion vaccinated people have undiagnosed myocarditis? She's trying to say that everybody she knows is dying of heart disease and late-stage cancer. And I got to tell you, I got to get in contact with Emerald Robinson because I'm having the exact same story. 30 people now since my wedding, 30 have died, crippled, disabled, very bad cancer, very bad heart attacks, very bad strokes. 30 people since my wedding and all 30 vaccinated. And since my wedding, not one friend is unvaccinated, is sick or in trouble or dead. Not one. As a sneeze, who's unvaccinated, vaccinated, 30 dead and badly injured. Or badly ill, I should say. Probably is the better way to put it. It's really strange. It really is. Before I get to my esteemed guest, let me mention Freedom Fest. Freedom Fest. You won't want to miss this year's Freedom Fest, the greatest libertarian show on earth. Over 2,000 freedom lovers are returning to Vegas on July 13th to 16th to meet with 300 experts talking about politics, culture, and investing. Hear and meet Senator Rand Paul and his famous confrontations with Dr. Fauci and keynote speaker John Cleese, the British comedian, on cancel culture and MC extraordinaire Kennedy, host of Fox Business, and financial legends like Ben Stein, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and Steve Moore talk about how to survive hyperinflation and recession. And yes, I will be center stage for the big debate. The big debate is, was the 2020 election stolen? And should Trump run again in 2024? And the sparks will fly. And I will also be the judge. That big debate's on Saturday morning at 11. On Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock, right in the middle of my show, will be the big debate about the legalization of drugs. And the centerpiece of that debate is Wayne Allyn Root, the judge. Judge Root! So we're going to have a lot of fun at Freedom Fest, be part of a nonstop 4 days of fun, film, entertainment, and debate at the Mirage Hotel and Casino, which includes the Global Financial Summit, the Anthem Film Festival, the Trade Show for Liberty. You buy a ticket, you get all of it. Use code ROOT50 to get $50 off the registration fee. Or if you're a Vegas resident, register as a local to get an even bigger discount. Go to freedomfest.com or call 855-850-3733, freedomfest.com, 855, toll-free, 850-3733. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. You get $50 off Route 50, or if you're a Vegas resident, you get even a bigger discount, 855-850-3733. And you should just join to see my debate Saturday morning about the stolen election. I'm going to just rip them up and destroy them. Okay, so we've got our guest here with us, Ken Higginbotham, Arizona businessman, political activist, investigated massive voter fraud in Phoenix in the 2020 election. Ken, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Well, Wayne, thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it. Doing well. I'm actually got out of the heat and sitting over in Oceanside, California.
But you're going to be here for Freedom Fest, right?
I leave tomorrow.
Very good. I'll see you there. I understand you're available as a witness for my compelling case that the election was stolen.
Absolutely. I'll be there to support you the best I can.
All right, good. So, listen, I was in Arizona, Scottsdale to be exact, the week before the 2020 election. And everywhere I drove, because I was a keynote speaker at an event, and everywhere I drove, I swear to you, I was late. I was an hour late. I was a half hour late because there were Trump parades everywhere. Everywhere I looked, Trump parades. And yet he lost Arizona. There were no Biden signs. There were no Biden parades. There were only Trump parades on every block. Everybody was for Trump. How did he lose Arizona?
You know, you lose Arizona if the election is rigged. I can tell you, I saw the same thing. I might have been out there on a street corner myself. But after the election, we just sat there and looked at each other and kind of said, what went wrong? And so we started an organization. It started with a lovely lady named Liz Harris, who was running for our state legislature, who was in a totally red district, yet she lost. So she started doing research, and pretty soon there was over 1,000 of us involved. And we went to work, and we rolled up our sleeves, and we hit the streets. I spent 7 months involved in canvassing nearly 300 addresses to see what had taken place. And were there really 12 voters living in that house, which it turned out there wasn't. And it just started the ball rolling. And then pretty soon we had people join us from around the United States, computer forensic experts who know how to get into the computers and know how to do the forensics. And the findings that we came up with were chilling, to say the least, and it explains why the election was lost by 10,457 votes.
Right. It was so obvious that they were throwing in literally hundreds of thousands and collectively millions of fake ballots days after the election. I mean, they didn't call Arizona for 3 weeks. So who knows how many fake ballots flooded in to overwhelm the overwhelming number of patriots that came out for Trump. What was it, 11 million more voters or 12 million more than in 2016? I mean, we overwhelmed the country with Trump voters, and it didn't matter because they had enough ballots to counteract us. Forgetting about what Mike Lindell says with computer glitches and computer switches and fake this and fake that and purposeful this and purposeful that. I just think the ballots with no voter ID are what did us in, and all the rest was just kind of icing on the cake. So, by the way, do you agree with Mike Lindell that this was about computer switching of votes, or do you agree with me that this was about ballots stuffing the ballot box, ballot harvesting, ballot drop boxes, and no voter ID on the ballots, and they could just get as many in as they wanted, or do you think both of us have some validity?
Well, really, it's both. We found both manipulation of the voting equipment, and we also found harvesting or stuffing the ballot box. There was 208 million pieces of information that we looked at to come up with our findings. 2 trillion bits of information had to be examined, primarily the ovals that were filled in on the ballots. It's interesting. In Arizona, we've always been told to use a black ballpoint pen to vote. And all of a sudden this time, people in the ballot counting in the polling places came in and collected the ballpoint pens and handed out Sharpies. So you get a totally different picture when you look at this with forensic equipment, computer equipment, and microscopes. You get a different pattern. And we actually have recorded and on website now the election department talking about how they duplicated the ovals thousands of times so they could determine if somebody help somebody with handicap fill in the circle on the machine. Now, does that make any sense to you? But what we found was you use a pen, you see there's mountains, there's flat spots, there's rough edges. If you use a machine or a Sharpie, it's very flat and very uniform. So they were able to print ballots, pre-print ballots, thousands of them, that went into the ballot boxes after the election before we got our hands on them. And so they have ballots where 100% of the ballots in a box, in a tabulation box, were for one candidate. How does that work? 10,943 ballots were determined to be fraudulent by the county themselves through it using forensic audit. Many of the laws that were supposed to be enforced were not enforced. We had 45 ballots containing 1,675 boxes of ballots. 52 boxes were set aside for a hand count. This is the one that we found interesting. 96% of the boxes were opened multiple times after being sealed, and they were supposed to be stored, right? But they had been opened multiple times. The majority of these ballots in these boxes were for Mr. Biden.
I was, what did I hear? I'm trying to remember back in fall of 2020. I heard that in Arizona, in Phoenix, a lot of conservatives complained they were given a different color Sharpie. And every conservative got that Sharpie. So they felt like when they saw the ballot was filled in with, say, a red Sharpie instead of a yellow one, they knew to throw it in the garbage pail. Did you hear about that kind of a scam as well?
No, I have not heard that. But I do know the color codes on the ballots, 94,000, did not have the correct color code on the ballot.
Got it. Got it. And a group called Seed the Vote, an arm of the DNC, was sent to register people to vote Democrat, yet 40 of them registered themselves. That's no surprise to me. That goes on in Nevada. I see Democrats of all kinds of people coming in from California, you know, to try and boost the vote, and they themselves are voting. I've seen that here in Nevada as well.
Well, I actually was the one who went to the motel that discovered that. Seed the Vote, in this case, was two busloads of college kids from Oakland area. I'm not saying they all lived in Oakland, but they were from the Oakland area, East Bay. And they were working for the DNC to go out and register people for the Democratic Party so they could vote. Why I went to this motel is...
Ken, give me one second. I'm jumping in because the music's on. I'll bring you back after the break. So just hang on for a few minutes. We'll talk a little more after the break about voter fraud in Arizona with an Arizona businessman, Ken Higginbotham, investigated the massive voter fraud in Phoenix in the 2020 election. We'll be right back with more with Ken and Wayne. Now, the root is on fire.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. This is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Reese sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Start asking, folks. We really do. Emerald Robinson, a very smart lady, former White House correspondent at Newsmax TV, and I've watched her. I love her. I think she's great. She's beautiful. She's bright. She left Newsmax. That makes her really smart. And she wrote a column today, what happens when 3 billion people have myocarditis? What's going to happen to the healthcare system of the world when this vaccine kills or injures in the billions or in the hundreds of millions? Let's just say she's exaggerating. Let's say instead of 3 billion, it's 300 million around the world, or 600 million who have heart problems and strokes and blood clots. And really, at first I thought this whole vaccine thing was about heart attacks and strokes and blood clots. Now it seems like it's about massive amounts of dramatic increase of stage 4 cancer. Everybody, people who have never been sick a day in their lives are coming up with cancer and they die 2 weeks later. I know, most people I know last like 4 years with cancer. People are dying 2 weeks after they're diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, out of the blue. Stage 4 pancreatic cancer, stage 4 liver cancer, stage 4 kidney cancer. This vaccine is really deadly, deadly stuff. All right, let's get back to my guest, Ken Higginbotham, Arizona businessman, political activist, investigated massive voter fraud in Phoenix in the 2020 election. And that's the thing, Ken. Listen, I'm a big Trump fan. I love the man, and we're great friends, and I will be supporting him for president in 2024. He's great for the economy. He's great for America. But he's wrong on the vaccine. But I don't mind. You know why? If you want to believe the vaccine's good, but you won't mandate it, then it doesn't matter to me. Anyone who wants to get it, good luck. God bless. Go take it. I never will take the vaccine, no matter what you do to me. I will never take it. So if you don't mandate it, I'm fine. So Trump would never mandate it, so who cares if he likes the vaccine? That's fine. That's the way I see it.
Well, I just want to support you a little bit here, Wayne. On a very sad note, one of my attorneys, who was 52 years old, got his two shots, got his booster, and 2 weeks later he was dead of pneumonia. A dentist I know had to have two lungs replaced after getting his booster.
Wow. And he never had a lung problem before? Never had a lung problem before?
No, never. This guy was in such good shape, he was a guide on the Colorado River for 1 month out of the year.
Wow.
You know, the big oars going down the river.
How old was this dude that had to get two lungs replaced?
60 years old.
Wow, that's my age, by the way. I'm exactly 60, and I'm in perfect health, thank God, and I would never take that vaccine. Hey, by the way, were you close enough to him to hear what is it like? How traumatic is it to get two lungs replaced? That's unbelievable.
Oh, I know it. Do you know his doctor would fly out to inspect the lungs that were going to be donated to make sure they're all right? The first one she checked said she wouldn't put him in. The second one actually came from a 19-year-old up in Montana that was killed in a car accident. And they took him back to Phoenix and put him in. He's doing fine. But he's going to be on a boatload of drugs the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah, and the drugs are immune suppressors. So the next time COVID comes along and you take an immune suppressive drug, good luck. I mean,
yeah.
You die from COVID, but you have new lungs. Great. Wow,
right.
That's wild. All right, so look, I want to get through a couple other things. People right. told you they went to a polling place to vote, only to be told they'd already voted. What does that mean? That means they must have used their name on a mail-in ballot, right?
Well, when I would go, I would tell people, I don't care who you voted for, which I didn't, because this problem belongs to everybody, okay? If the Democrats are all happy and cheering in the streets because their man won through cheating, well, guess what? That can work a different direction, too. But people would tell me they had went up to the polling place to vote. They never got a absentee ballot or anything else in the mail. They went up to their polling station to vote. They gave them their name, showed them their ID, and they were told they had already voted.
Right, so don't you think that means Democrats got their name, they got the name Wayne Root, and they voted by mail under Wayne Root for the Democrat, and then when I go to vote, my vote is stolen. That's what it means to me. I can't think of any other reason that would happen.
That's exactly right. You know, Wayne, I want you to think about something. Think about the 40 million names that were stolen from Equifax. And we can just go down the line. Names, addresses, Social Security numbers. Do you think the Chinese who did this, and we're just talking Equifax. We're not talking all the other companies that have had their files stolen. They can take and register somebody in Texas to vote in Arizona.
Right. Who would ever know? Who would ever know
and
Wayne
who would
Root?
Know?
Who would ever know if Wayne Root? If I wouldn't know if I voted in Nevada legally, where I live in Las Vegas, and someone grabbed my name and registered me in Texas and Iowa and Nebraska and New York and voted Democrat in those four places. Who'd ever know? Nobody.
We don't know. And then like I said, it's not just computers. We had 200,000 ballots that were printed on non-approved paper. I mean, you can again, using forensics and a camera that was developed for this process of, well, the SLR camera wasn't invented for this process, but it was used because it shows more detail that the fibers in the paper of the ballots printed in Phoenix by a fourth-generation printer that's done this for four generations, their paper was totally different than 200,000 ballots that were pre-printed by somebody else. I mean, we don't know who they're printed by.
Jen, we get it, man. It was stolen. Arizona was absolutely stolen. So was Georgia. So was Pennsylvania. So was Michigan. So was Wisconsin. And so was Nevada. Six states that would have given Trump an electoral landslide. We got to run. We're up against the news break. Ken Higginbotham, Arizona businessman, investigated massive voter fraud in Phoenix, Arizona in the 2020 election. Thank you, Ken, for being with us. See you at Freedom Fest.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.